What's a vertical file? It's a library collection of small publications used to answer questions. On Vertical File, we talk about information and knowledge management in many different fields, covering the practical, the technical, and the philosophical. This is Vertical File by Sutron Global. Welcome to Vertical File by Sutron Global. I'm your host, John Connolly. Today we're joined by Fred Weiss. Fred has been in the software industry for decades and has worked with software programming for a great deal of his career. He's programmed software for a wide variety of applications, from accounting and reporting to industrial controls and beyond. At Sutron Global, Fred is responsible for North American data center operations, overseeing data centers in Canada and the United States to provide operational security, review policies, and much more. Fred is joining us today to talk about data security. Fred, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, John. I'm happy to be here.
And I wanted to just start with a discussion about data security. There are so many needs, so much scrutiny, so many regulations starting to pop up everywhere. I wanted to just ask, what's at stake for anybody who's managing data, anybody who is looking into data security? What makes it so crucial right now at this moment in time?
I think, John, that the obvious answer is the internet has made life very, very complex, because just about anybody can, freely available and unfortunately freely available hacking tools. And so, we run the gamut in terms of security, from bad state actors. You know, we've all heard the apocryphal tales of North Korean, hackers and things like that. So with that kind of environment on the internet, it behooves everyone involved in internet security to make it the number one task. And we're not just, talking about just the computers that are on there. All of our policies and procedures take that into account, things like, background checks on employees to make sure that, everything is checks out there, things like that, policies and procedures, destruction of equipment and whatnot. So the data security impacts every aspect of the business.
Right. And it's holistic too, right? Like you're touching on things that people generally aren't thinking about when they think about security. They're usually thinking about passwords, right? And, those sorts of things. That it's grander than that in scope right now. I've seen so much literature about these things that there's still the very human component. You talk about background checks and things like just making sure people are adequately trained can be a huge endeavor.
Absolutely. When someone comes on board at Sutron Global, for example, there are, we have a set number of policies that they have to read through and become aware of, and really bring that security thinking into their own, day-to-day job. So, for example, our implementation team is responsible for converting clients' data from existing systems to Sutron, to using the Sutron product. In that process, we also have to take security into account, even though those servers aren't really accessible to the, to the general public or anything like that. We have to have data handling, procedures and policies in place so that we can assure the client that there aren't, extraneous copies left lying around, in unsecured locations and whatnot. So it literally impacts every aspect of the business.
Because it's so holistic. Right. Because there's so many facets to this question. It's, I think, easy to get overwhelmed when we're talking about the potential for some kind of attack, some kind of security leak or lapse or something. And the headlines can be quite sensational, right? Like they're, a large gaming organization got hacked this week and, they're still waiting for the full report on the extent of the breach and, can represent lots and lots of money lost in all of these things. Mm-hmm. So knowing that there's a lot of risk, but also knowing like what's the right balance for managers, right? As you're trying to figure out how to handle data appropriately, what's the right level of cautious to be? How do we even begin to evaluate that?
Well, from a client's perspective, and I'm trying to juggle the two views, because from our own internal perspective, obviously security is job one, no matter what data we have. But from a client's perspective, a lot of this depends on the nature of the data that they wish to store in the cloud. So I'll use Sutron as an example here. We have clients who store historical meteorological data. In that sort of environment, that isn't particularly critical if someone, you know, were to gain access to that data. There's not really much that can be done with it to harm anyone. On the flip side, if someone wants to store confidential information within Sutron, such as, a future corporate direction or legal case results and things like that, that then all of a sudden requires everyone to consider, how much security is required to prevent that from getting out into the wild.
Right.
This also adds concern for user data. The most of the attacks on that I've read about have used psychological engineering or social engineering using user data. So, for example, once somebody gets a bunch of email addresses, there are very unsophisticated attacks. I'm sure many people have seen or received text messages on their phone, just random texts, for example, from a bank that you don't do business with, saying, oh, please log into our site, we need to confirm your bank details. Well, or phishing emails that purport to come from your security department. Those ones are relatively easily detectable, and people can be trained to avoid those. But those are becoming more sophisticated. But once an attacker has that email address, they have a vector from which they can attack, and that's where it starts.
Right, and we can't take away email addresses either. Right, these are vital operational requirements for us as well.
Absolutely.
And as clients are beginning to dive deeper into all of these questions, right, what should they be thinking about in terms of the factors that are there, right? The nature of their data, you touched on a little bit. But if people want to dig deeper, what should they be thinking of in their environment to provide the appropriate levels of security for their data?
Beyond the nature of the data, they should also consider what sort of personal information they may wish to store. We have some clients that legal firms that want to store professional witness data. So in other words, this particular doctor is very skilled at looking at the at the injuries from a car accident, or this particular legal firm is expert at doing financial investigations. When you want to store that level of data, you need to instantly increase your security requirements. So if you were just looking at a library, just library data, metadata about books, that the level of security required to deal with that is not as high as when you're talking about personal information about witnesses and, witnesses, the wrong term, but expert witness information, because that will obviously include name, address, email addresses and things like that, and perhaps other information that is much more confidential. When someone looks at that, they need to talk to their vendor or their internal, IT security, find out what is in place to deal with that. From the cloud point of view, we'll maybe delve into the details of that from what we do a little bit later. But certainly, that you have to investigate the security capabilities of anybody who is involved with, providing information that might be on the web.
As these clients are considering these things, right, the nature of the data, the nature of the environment, the sensitivity of what's there, and looking at the ramifications if something does get out into the open, mm-hmm. why would clients look to storing in the cloud as opposed to doing something alone, right, on-prem, in-house, What is the difference between those two avenues, and why would you choose one over the other?
That's a very good question, John. And the answer really depends a lot on how responsive internal IT is able to be. Over the last 20 years, we've seen IT budgets cut to the bone, as every organization should. You know, they should need to rationalize how much money they spend on things. Unfortunately, what this often leads to is lots of delays. So people can't advance their projects, or it's gotten to the point where even internal IT departments have to spend, so much money on experts in terms of internet security and so on and so forth, that their IT budgets really have ballooned over the years. And therefore, all the projects that they have that they want to implement have to go through this, narrow IT bottleneck. It therefore becomes a situation where either the cost is prohibitive of doing it through internal means, or the fact that the internal IT is so overtasked with jobs that they have to do that your project may be delayed for 6 months, a year, or further down the road. That is the oftentimes the reason why people look outside and into cloud solutions. And the flip side of that is also, many organizations are too small to have that level of sophistication in their IT departments. So they also look to a cloud solution like us. And honestly, we see the gamut of those variations from, very small single person libraries at a small, library at a private institution, all the way to, governmental institutions, as in the case of the meteorological data I was referring to earlier.
Got it. Yeah, that's very broad range. And so having a variety of options available, I can definitely see how the rise of the cloud option has helped clients to execute what they need to do in terms of outsourcing a little bit of the work that it takes to keep data secure and to make systems secure.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about moving to a new system often, right? These clients, they're looking to come into a system. Sutron is a similar, it's a system, it's for data information retrieval storage type of system. Mm-hmm. And so this should be, and I think often is, going to be a primary consideration for clients looking to make a change. What guidance should people look for? I think it's important not to go alone when making big decisions like that. What guidance should people look for, and how can Sutron Global help guide clients when it comes to their options here?
There's a few considerations, and some of them aren't really security related. A lot of the considerations have to do with how long has the provider been in business. Obviously, someone with a longer track record is preferable because they've actually been working in that environment and providing the security, etc. For a longer period of time, and therefore that has a certain weight to it in terms of their ability to respond to the client's needs. The second one is what sort of process they have for taking what their existing information system and putting it into the target system. Most organizations like ours do have a set procedure for doing that and a good track record. So that one is just almost in the nature of a check mark, but it's still something that they should take into account. In addition to that, they should also look at from a security point of view, the security credentials that the company purports to employ. For example, what sort of does the company have any government accreditations or industry accreditations that apply in the security mode?
Yeah, as a former client of Sutron Global, I can definitely attest to the care and attention, right, that Sutron takes when it comes to guiding clients through what can be a very big undertaking to move to a new system, can sometimes even be a traumatic undertaking. And I will speak from experience that a lot of times clients are not really, they don't want to leave their old system, but the old system is leaving them and therefore they have to make a choice. And I was always very impressed with the expertise and care that Sutron took when it came to guiding us through our process as well. So always helpful. And I've always perceived that Sutron is primarily expertise and consultants, and then finding the right fit for clients.
You mentioned the your old software leaves you. One of the things that a client should definitely check with their vendor is how often new software releases are being made available, and do they employ modern computing standards? Because obviously the computing software that was available 15 years or even 5-10 years ago is already out of date and isn't being maintained by those the underlying bits of that software is no longer being maintained by the likes of Microsoft and Apple as the underlying operating systems. So it's incumbent upon the vendors to constantly update that software and take advantage of the most reliable and recent software.
Fred, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been a wealth of information, and I hope we can continue to explore these topics further. If people want to learn more about everything that Sutron has to offer, where's a good place for them to get started?
Well, our website is the best place, and that's sutron.com. And I want to thank you also very much for your time today. That was enjoyable.
Thank you again so much for coming on, and I'll look forward to talking again soon. This has been Vertical File by Sutron Global. If you enjoyed this show, please rate us 5 stars wherever you find your podcasts. Check us out online at www.sutron.com.